The quality of public education is a widely debated topic. You probably have some opinions of your own on it, particularly about McMaster. But don't take it from me, let's ask some students. Do you like McMaster?
Sort of.
Yes.
Not really.
No. No. No.
Yes.
The responses here were pretty mixed, and a lot of them were bordering on pretty negative. However, McMaster is known to be one of the best public schools in our district. So I was wondering, is it just public schools in general that are bad? Do private schools provide a better learning experience for students? That's the question we are going to be looking at today. Which is better? My name is Amber Shi, and welcome back to another week of Classroom in McMaster. In this week's episode, we will be comparing public and private schools throughout Canada and the United States. There are hundreds upon hundreds of different statistics and studies that have been done about the different types of school in North America, and if I read all these statistics to you, it would take us days. So here's a quick rundown. There are almost 35,000 private schools in the US, making up 10% of the USA students' population. 87% of USA's private schools have less than 300 kids. For scale, our school only has 1,300 students. 6.8% of Canadian students are in independent schools, with BC's number being double this average. Parents are increasingly sending their kids to private school, but why do they make this financial sacrifice, and is it actually worth it? Some of the common reasons are that the family is religious and that they want their kids to have a religious education as well. It also may be simply because the public schools in the area are awful. A lot of people think richer families send their kids to private school because they can, but statistically, that's not exactly true. As of October 2015, of 9.6 million families with an annual income of over $75,000, the vast majority still sends their kids to public school. If you could go to a private school instead of a public school, would you?
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
Absolutely not.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
Probably not.
Yes.
SATs are a widely used standardized testing system in the United States. In the 2017 graduating class, private high school students scored significantly higher on the SATs than public high school students did. But let's look at more than just the results of the standardized test to determine which is better between private or public high schools. Private school students get their high school diplomas on average more often than public high school students do. Private high school students enroll in post-secondary programs sooner after the completion of high school. They enroll in longer programs, and they persist more often in these longer programs. So let's compare. What are the benefits of both private and public schools? Private school students learn the will to work and to focus when they don't want to and be constantly focused on academics, with post-secondary education being their constant goal. The segregation of genders in private school can aid an academic in development, but can prevent private school students from learning how to get along with different people other than themselves. However, private school students perform better in post-secondary programs. Public school students, on the other hand, learn to cope with impersonal treatment in a crowded institutional system, which could be a sad thing or a helpful thing, depending on how you look at it. One of my friends named Lucy goes to a private school, so I decided to talk to her to get some insights about what private school is like. As I began to talk to her, I realized that she's not a fan of both private or public school. See for yourself. So you've been to a private school for pretty much your whole life except for 1 year. From what you can remember, what is something that you like more about private schools rather than public schools?
Well, in my opinion, private schools are smaller with less people, so everyone is familiar with each other and get along well.
I also wanted to know if being in a private high school makes you a more motivated student than being in a public high school. Private high school students are proven to graduate more often and they take on more ambitious post-secondary programs and they persist better in those programs. Does that make sense to you? Does your experience with private school reflect those results?
I can't say about public high schools, but when I moved from a public elementary school to a private one, my classmates and students there were definitely more motivated, which helped me to be motivated more and to work harder than it did in a public school.
I was also curious about school uniforms and whether those actually help your education or not. Does your school have a uniform?
Yes.
So are they very strict with what you wear?
Yes, and like how you wear your uniform.
Do you think that uniform helped your education at all?
I wouldn't say that it takes anything away from it, but it's just a thing that was there, and since it was already established, I just went with it, and it's become a regular thing to me, and sometimes I just go on with my day without remembering that I'm wearing a uniform.
As I mentioned before, Lucy doesn't seem too enthusiastic about either type of education system. Do you think that going to a private school has somehow changed you as a person?
I would say yes, because not only has it changed me spiritually, but private schools have stricter rules, so I've been taught to be more careful with things that I do.
So, what's your final verdict? Is private school better than public school?
Well, for elementary school, I can say that I prefer private schools more because I've been in one much longer than I have in public schools, so I am more familiar with the system.
In the end, what I really learned was that it comes down to what you want to get out of your own education. Private schools are going to be for some people and not others, and there are going to be people who like public schools and others who don't like it. If you're looking for an education more driven toward post-secondary education and focus constantly on post-secondary education, or if you want an education that's more focused on religion, then private school might be a fit for you. However, if you don't want those things, then public school will work just fine. Thanks for listening and see you next week on Classroom.